You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Byron Dunn, and this is episode number 32. Let's get to it with today's topic, drones. This podcast is sponsored by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant good. Your content is good, but it's good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Sometimes we want to consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around, and sometimes we even like it. Whatever the case may be, we consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger because it's fast and convenient. So help serve your audience with a fast and convenient version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding, easy-to-consume cheeseburger. I mean podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Controlling a quadcopter is like driving a car. If you miss a speed limit sign, you pay a ticket. With the recent rise in popularity, drones are now marked by a number of products on the market that they sell. Most are designed to follow regulations immediately, but there are some that would simply be sold as RC products and not quite fit. Usually drones navigate via GPS, but the drone lost its signal and flew south of the towers, crashing quickly into the northbound lanes and plummeting from the sky. This does not include GPS or any other automated flight mode that turns a drone itself into a drone. According to the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, the regulatory challenges coincide with the growing U.S. drone market. An estimated 1.25 million drones were in use in the United States in 2015, up from about 500,000 in 2014, according to the FAA. The agency says hobbyists are flocking to drones, which become cheaper to buy through improved cameras and easier maneuvering. DJI, manufactured Matrice 600 Pro and Mavic Pro, and the latest generation of drones from companies such as Google, Amazon and Apple. The Chinese company announced last summer that its high-security drones had been independently validated by the Interior Ministry after a 15-month testing period. DJI says the aircraft contain firmware and software tailored to the agency's requirements. The department appears to agree, releasing a 53-page report in July recommending the use of special DJI drones for its own security purposes as well as for other purposes such as law enforcement. The Parrot Anaphius Slim supports 4K HDR video and its video images are of strong quality. The DJI Mavic Mini is so small that you don't have to pay an FAA registration fee to fly it. A similar price of about $2,500 for the DJI Mavic Mini and $3,000 for an older Phantom model can be found, but it is more expensive. It offers no obstacle detection and showed connectivity and wind resistance problems during our test flights, but caused no problems during flight. The regulatory challenges coincide with a growing U.S. drone market, in which an estimated 1.25 million commercial and private drones are in use, according to the Federal Aviation Administration. The agency says hobbyists are flocking to drones, which become cheaper to buy through improved cameras and easier maneuvering. Usually drones navigate via GPS, but the drone lost its signal, flew south of the towers, crashed quickly into a northbound lane and crashed from the sky. Other threats include drones entering restricted areas, such as bridges fenced in to block access to people on the ground, and terrorist attacks. Autonomous drones could follow troops around the world, act as eyes in the sky, and conduct detailed surveillance and reconnaissance missions. To date, drone use by military personnel has largely fallen into the category of piloted drone operations. But the use of autonomous drones expands the flexibility of drone use to ground operators. While military drones have been used for decades, the Predator drone is the best known. Ground troops have been using small, portable drones since the early 1990s. It is estimated that 95% of the world's countries have some form of military drone technology. U.S. military spending on drone technology has risen from just over $4 billion a year to $9 billion, according to the U.S. Department of Defense 2015 National Defense Authorization Act (NDAA). Military spending on this technology is expected to increase as a percentage of the overall military budget, providing an additional $1.5 billion in annual spending over the next 5 years. Drones or drones, unmanned aerial vehicles, are typically referred to as pilotless aircraft that use a variety of technologies, including drones, unmanned aerial systems (UAS), unmanned helicopters, and unmanned ground vehicles (UVs). Below, we look at some of the ways a variety of companies are using drone technology for commercial purposes across industries and industries. Download our free report to find out how 20 companies are using drone technology to drive innovation and increase efficiency. Matternet is making a major push to combine vans with aerial drones, while Starship Technologies is building a self-driving robot that will deliver goods on site within 30 minutes. While drones may work best in an unstructured environment, they can also play a role in the real world. Since 2018, Shell has been using drones on construction sites, where aircraft take photos of the site to detect problems and monitor the construction process. Drones are also used on the ground, for example in Shell's oil and gas operations in South Africa and the United States. Parrot, based in France, offers the Anafi, a good folding drone, and is one of the best options for consumers to buy technology from Chinese companies. It has caused a stir with its iconic Phantom series and is now making the Inspire, the best little drone we have tested. The Inspire model offers better functionality than the Phantom, including the possibility for one person to fly and the other to work as a camera. This was Drones, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 32. My name is Byron Dunn, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant good. Your content is good. But it's good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Sometimes we want to consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around, and sometimes we even like it. Whatever the case may be, we consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger because it's fast and convenient. So help serve your audience with a fast and convenient version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding, easy-to-consume cheeseburger. I mean podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast.